بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد. Continuing with the discussion of the revelation of Surah Fath, that is the revelation of إذا جاء نصر الله والفتح, that when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and victory came, the effect that this had upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as we mentioned, this was an indication that the time of Al-Wida, the time of farewell, has drawn near. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma says, فَأَخَذَ فِي أَشَدِّ مَا كَانَ اجْتِهَادًا فِي أَمْرِ الْآخِرَةِ. The effect this had upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was that he exerted himself excessively in the affairs of akhirah. That is, he increased his ibadat, he increased his worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he increased his turning towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, if you look at various riwayat, the fath that is referred to in this verse of the Quran, where Allah ta'ala says, verily the help of Allah and victory has come. What was the victory that was referred to? Ulama ikram say, majority of them of the opinion that it refers to Fath Makkah, that is the conquest of Makkah, because that is the event that actually tipped the balance, in the sense that many of the Ahya'ul Arab, many of the tribes in the Arab world were waiting. They had this mindset that in dhahara ala qawmihi fahuwa nabiyun, that if this person who claims to be the Nabi of Allah, if he is successful over his people, if his people accept him, that is the people of Makkah accept him, if the Quraysh enter into Islam, then this is a sign that he is a Nabi of Allah. So when the conquest of Makkah took place and the Quraysh entered into Islam, then we find the Ahya'ul Arab, the Arab tribes that were waiting to see what the outcome is. Will Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam be successful over the people of Makkah or not? They saw that Allah's help had now come, and that he had become successful over his own people. So then, دَخَلُوا فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. They started entering into the deen of Allah in flocks, in groups, in delegations. Before the conquest of Makkah, acceptance of Islam was taking place in units, single people, sometimes two people or three people. But after the conquest of Makkah, tribes and delegations and groups started entering into Islam. So we find that this, based on the riwayat, the declarations of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, these were among signs, ayat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised him. That is, and which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had promised him and had indicated that once these signs come into existence, in the time of your departure, the time of farewell has come near. And this is why we find in this riwayat that when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam increased his exertion in the efforts of akhirat, in a'mal, when he was asked about it, that why all of a sudden are you increasing like this? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, he said, Ja' al-Fath, the victory has come. Wa ja' nasrullah, and the help of Allah has come. So this was a sign that when this occurs, the time of departure has come near. And the third thing, interestingly, which was also a sign that now Islam has spread, Islam will be established, and that the time for you to leave the world is near. What a third sign which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam indicated, وَجَاءَ أَهْلُ الْيَمَنِ, the people of Yemen have come. The people of Yemen have come. So they asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that what is the significance, or what is the alamat or sign of the people of Yemen? And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned certain sifat of the people of Yemen. He said, قَوْمٌ رَقِيقَةٌ قُلُوبُهُمْ لَيِّنَةٌ قُلُوبُهُمْ. They are a people whose hearts are very, very soft. Al-Imanu Yamanin, wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, wal-Fiqhu Yamanin. He said, if you want to see Iman, you will see it in the people of Yemen. If you want to see Hikmat and wisdom, you will see it in the people of Yemen. And if you want to see the faqahat and understanding of Deen, you will see it in the people of Yemen. That is, he praised the people of Yemen, and their acceptance of Islam was one of the signs that now the time of your departure, the time of your farewell has come near. So what must you do? What does Allah say? إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ وَالْفَتْحِ. When the help of Allah and victory comes. One more point which is very, very important. What does Quran refer to as victory for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? What does Quran refer to as victory and the help of Allah for the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Not the conquest of land. Not that now you've taken over governments. No. What is victory? What was the goal? What was the maqsad? What was the purpose of the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. That people are entering into Islam. People are entering into Islam. People are getting hidayat. Not in ones and twos, now in nations, in groups, in delegations. Thousands are entering into Islam. This is victory. This is the help of Allah. This is what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted for this umumi decision of hidayat. For this general decision of hidayat to take place. For people to be saved from Jahannam and enter into Jannah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, تِلْكَ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةِ نَجْعَلُهَا لِلَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. This is the home of Akhirat. Jannat. Allah has kept Jannat for who? الَّذِينَ لَا يُرِيدُونَ عُلُوًا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فَسَادًا. For those who don't want the position and status of this world. Those who don't want disruption on this earth. For them, Allah has kept Jannat. So this theory or idea that is put forward by the Orientalists that Islam was spread by the sword, or that Sahaba na'uzubillah, thumma na'uzubillah were motivated by the desire of conquering lands and taking over people's, taking over kingdoms. This is what their motivation was. This is a lie that is put forward by certain false historians, by certain Orientalists. Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam were motivated by one goal and one goal only. That the cry and the pain that was in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for people to get hidayat, for people to accept Islam, for people to be saved from Jahannam. And this is why Allah says, when the help of Allah and when victory comes, what is the victory? What is the help of Allah? What is our maqsad? What is our purpose? What is our worry? وَرَأَيْتَ النَّاسَ يَدْخُلُونَ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ أَفْوَاجًا. For people to enter into Islam. For people to be saved from Jahannam. For people to get hidayat. Then what must you do, my Nabi? Now people are coming into Islam. Your goal and your object has been fulfilled. So what must you do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَاسْتَغْفِرْ. Turn to Allah. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, as he is entering Makkah, he is victorious now. The people that had banished him, ostracized him, when he was leaving Makkah, tears were pouring down his cheeks. He turned around and he looked at you at Makkah and he said, Ya Makkah tu, ma atiyabaki min baladin wa habbaki ilayya. How sacred you are, how beautiful you are, how beloved you are to me. Lola anna qawmi akhrajuni minki lama sakantu ghayraki. If my nation had not banished me from you, if they had not ostracized me from you, I would not have lived anywhere besides you. Tears pouring down his cheeks. Such was the dard in his heart that Jibreel sent down with the verses of the Quran. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran laradduka ila ma'ad. O my Nabi, do not lose hope. Keep your himmat, because that Allah who revealed the Quran upon you will bring you back to Makkah. Allah consoles him with this verse of the Quran. Finally, victorious now he returns. But what is the kayfiyat? What is the manner? It is said, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam lowered his back. His chin was touching the hump, was touching the neck of the camel. La ilaha illallah wahda. Allah is one. Allah is one. Allah is alone. Nasara abada. Allah helped his slave. Allah defeated the enemy. Allah established his deen. This is Allah's help. This is Allah's victory. Allah has given this to us. With absolute humility, he enters into Makkah Mukarrama. And with this pain in the heart, that the same people that had banished him, the same people that had persecuted him, Sahaba enter into the Haram of Makkah and start making dua for the hidayat. That is, the few of the Quraysh that had not yet accepted Islam, for them also to enter into Islam. With this kayfiyat, now the Quran comes down, that now this victory has come, now that people have entered into Islam, O my Nabi, what must you do? فَسَبِّحْ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ. Increase your turning to Allah. Increase your turning to Allah. Increase your praising of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is by Salima radiyallahu ta'ala anha. She mentions, Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi akhiri amrihi la yaqumu wala yaq'ud wala yadhhab wala yaji illa qala subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Fasala anha faqala inni umirtu biha. Salima mentions the effect that these verses had upon Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah says, now that Islam has spread, fasabbih bihamdi rabbik, make tasbih and tahmeed, recite subhanallah, alhamdulillah, increase this. Umm Salima radiallahu ta'ala says, in the latter part of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my Nabi would not stand, my Nabi would not sit, my Nabi would not go anywhere, my Nabi would not return from anywhere, my Nabi would not change his posture, except that he would say, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Pray, fasabbih bihamdi rabbik, fasabbih bihamdi rabbik, subhanallah wa bihamdihi. He would say this, praise be to Allah and glory be to Allah. And when he was asked about this, why is it that now all of a sudden you are saying this so much, before you stand, before you sit, before you go, before you come, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, inni umirtu biha, Allah has commanded me with this. Allah has commanded me with this. I am carrying out the injunction and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find that these words, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, they have to form a part of our lives. And they carry such significance, such meaning. Inshallah, we'll continue that. Allah give us the fix.